With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Russia fired 31 ballistic and cruise missiles at Kiev early this morning. It was the first attack on the Ukrainian capital in 44 days. Officials say air defenses shot down all the incoming missiles, but there were some injuries from falling debris. Police in Boise, Idaho are still searching for a white supremacist prison inmate and an accomplice after the accomplice fired at officers outside a hospital.
Boise police officers responded to the hospital to reports of an active shooter, with one officer ultimately firing his duty weapon at an armed individual near the entrance to the emergency department. That individual was later determined to be an Idaho Department of Corrections employee. He was not seriously injured.
That's Boise Police Chief Ron Winiger, as heard on KIVI. Also at SRNnews.com, new FBI statistics show violent crime was down in the U.S. last year.
Murders dropped 13% in the last quarter of 2023 as compared to the same period the year before. Violent crime overall was down 6%. Property crime ticked downward about 3% across the nation overall, except for the Northeast and in large cities with a population of over a million people, which actually saw an increase by about that same amount. The quarterly report is based on data sent to the FBI from about 80% of the law enforcement agencies around the country. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Even though the Federal Reserve kept its main interest rate at its highest level since 2001, Chairman Jerome Powell said he understands buying power is limited.
My colleagues and I are acutely aware that high inflation imposes significant hardship as it erodes purchasing power, especially for those least able to meet the higher costs of essentials like food, housing, and transportation.
On Wall Street yesterday, stocks rallied to record levels after the Fed indicated more cuts are coming this year. Christians in the United Kingdom are concerned about a new definition of extremism, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The document bans, quote, the promotion or advancement of an ideology based on violence, hatred, or intolerance. The problem is that's exactly how many gay activists define Christianity, and now they have a legal way of coming after British clergymen, churches, and private citizens who quote the Bible about the LGBT lifestyle. Muslim groups in the UK don't like the new extremism definition either, claiming it's actually aimed at them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are urging Christians to be in prayer ahead of next week's Supreme Court hearing on abortion pills. The justices are scheduled to hear arguments on March 26th. It's in a case that has the potential to limit widespread access to abortion-inducing drugs. Studies show that a majority of abortions that take place in the U.S. every year are now used with pills. This is SRN News. A Republican senator has an explanation for the rising anti-Israel tone coming from leading Democrats.
What Jake Sullivan and Joe Biden are doing, they're not trying to help an ally win, but they're trying to staunch losses in their own party.
That's what Senator Tom Cotton says about White House admonitions against an all-out Israeli offensive in Rafah. As for Senator Charles Schumer's call for new elections in Israel.
The election that they're really worried about is not Israeli elections, it's American elections.
Cotton says it all comes down to growing anti-Semitism inside the Democrat Party.
We're hard on Israel because I think it's what is necessary to hold their very fragile coalition together.
Senator Tom Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke with Senate Republicans for about 45 minutes yesterday. It came during a closed-door video conference at their weekly luncheon on Capitol Hill. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.